But Cook wasn't having it. It said that he rejected everything thrown at him and said he was going to do it anyway. And it got to the point that Sammy Davis Jr. was tapped by the shadowy figures of organized crime to reach out to Cook and tell him he better listen to the Italians. So during 1964, Cook's RCA contract was up for renegotiation. And Sam had his manager, Alan Klein, renegotiate the contract to include Sam's own record label.
What do you hope to do in the future? You're doing different things now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, now, Dick, I'm working mostly with other young singers, you know.
It was supposed to be a new one called Tracy Unlimited, with Sam as the president and Alan Klein as the secretary. They would find and own all the new music. After poring through the contracts and papers personally, Cook realized that his manager had sold him out. In actuality, Sam Cook would be an employee of Tracy Unlimited, which would be owned by Alan Klein. On a Thursday, he was going to fly to New York and make a lot of changes, including firing Alan Klein, but he never made it through that weekend.